As sea ice melts and temperatures rise, the Arctic is seeing an increase in vessel traffic. But it's not just icebreakers and research vessels making the journey up north. Cruise ships, mainly European ones, are also taking advantage of the region's more navigable waters. KNOM's Emily Russell spoke with some cruise ship passengers at a recent stopover in Nome and has this story.
They're hard to miss. Most of them wear matching red jackets. Many carry around identical ship-issued polyester backpacks, juxtaposed by their designer genuine leather rolling suitcases. They're usually only in town for a few hours, half a day at most, enough time to walk the length of Front Street, get bussed around the outskirts of town, and be back to the port by dinner time. Cruise ship passengers are an increasingly common sight during Nome summer, but unlike the tourists that flood the streets in March for the Iditarod, passengers aboard ships like the Bremen, a German cruise ship that passed through Nome earlier this month, a majority of them are European and know very little of what Nome has to offer. In fact, many only know the town for its role in the last great race.
I know Nome only from the Iditarod. This is the only thing I know from Nome.
Valtraud is from Nuremberg, Germany. It's her fourth time aboard the Bremen, but her first time in Nome. She says she and her husband like to travel to colder climates, visiting remote places like the Norwegian Arctic island of Spitsbergen to see polar bears. They've also sailed all the way down to Antarctica to see penguins. The Bremen will sail across the Bering Strait to the Russian port of Pravdanya, where the ship's itinerary suggests the passengers could see whales, seabirds, walruses, and seals. It will then sail down the Kamchatka Peninsula through the Kuril Islands and eventually dock at Japan's western coast after more than 3 weeks at sea. While Valtraud and over 100 other passengers are beginning their trip aboard the Bremen in Nome, many have reached Nome at the end of their journey and are crossing paths over lunch at Old St. Joe's.
We did by ship the northeastern passage from Tromsø to Nome, and it was just great. It was just great. We liked the tundra, the flowers, and the animals. We saw ice bears and moose and a lot of fishes. It was great.
That's Susan, a Swiss passenger who was also not a first-timer aboard the Bremen, though it was her first time in Nome. So why are so many Europeans choosing to set sail through the Arctic?
I think it's a combination of, well, the fact that wealthy Europeans have been trying to do the Northwest Passage for about the last 600 years.
Andrew Mew is a vessel agent for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. He says that the emphasis of leave time and the value of travel in European society are other factors that account for the large number of European cruise ship passengers that come through Nome. But, as Mew suggests, recent activity in Alaska may lead to more visits by American tourists.
With presidents visit up here, with America taking the chairmanship of the Arctic Council, there's just been more discussion of the Arctic, at least in the United States. And I would expect that that might produce a slight jump in U.S. passenger interest in the Arctic.
Next year might see more than just a slight jump in American passengers that come through Nome, as the English-speaking cruise ship the Crystal Serenity will make a call to port here next August on its way up to the Northwest Passage. While most of the cruise ships that come through Nome carry about 150 passengers, the Crystal Serenity will have over 1,000, nearly tripling the number of Nome is used to hosting in the summer. While it might be the first passenger ship of its size to traverse the once-fabled and elusive Northwest Passage, the Crystal Serenity is just another sign that tourism is both expanding and diversifying in response to the rapidly melting Arctic. Reporting from Nome, I'm Emily Russell.